WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. 76-year-old boxing champion-turned-entrepreneur George Foreman has died. His family made the announcement on social media. Russ Thaler of CBS Sports has more on the champ.
George Foreman won a gold medal at the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City, turning pro the following year. And he won his first heavyweight championship in 1973 with a stunning second-round knockout of the previously unbeaten Joe Frazier. He lost that title to Muhammad Ali the very next year in the legendary Rumble in the Jungle. However, Foreman became the oldest heavyweight champion in boxing history at the age of 45 when he knocked out Michael Moore in 1994.
George Foreman's cause of death was not announced. The Trump administration is revoking legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, telling them to leave the country.
President Trump's latest move to crack down on immigration has set its sights on immigrants who entered the U.S. through a parole program under the Biden administration. The process, which allowed entry to Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, was intended to reduce illegal immigration by providing legal pathways for migration. According to a Federal Register notice, the administration has urged affected immigrants to leave by themselves in the next 30 days or face arrest and deportation.
BBC's Merlin Thomas in Washington. 65 wildfires continue to blaze across Florida with no rain expected over the weekend. CBS's Christian Benavides is in southern Florida.
One after another, they filled buckets to target areas that are too swampy for firefighters to reach. Forest Area Supervisor Tom Colletti.
The vegetation is dry, but the ground is still saturated at a deeper level.
The fire has intermittently shut down the only highway to the Florida Keys. Robert Finley ditched the drive and booked a flight to see his hospitalized son in Key West.
Just to get to my baby. He's 18 years old, but he'll always be my baby.
There are also wildfires in the Carolinas and Texas. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports London's Heathrow Airport is beginning what is expected to be a days-long effort to get back on track after a massive power outage stranded 200,000 passengers in the ripple effect.
This is totally random.
A Heathrow passenger captured the empty halls of the airport without power and shut down most of Friday.
Heathrow Airport is closed.
Flights started landing again just before sunset, but the ripple effect extends to airports in the U.S., including at Newark Liberty in New Jersey, where the British Airways counters were unstaffed.
Near Jacksonville, Florida, first responders continue the search into the night for four missing people, including two children, after a boat capsized near Mill Cove on the St. Johns River. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Marquette is eliminated. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles losing tonight to New Mexico, 75-66. Marquette finishes with a season record of 23 wins and 11 losses. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies, 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore, 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch, many would say, is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky tonight, a low in the mid-teens. Sun to start Saturday, then some clouds for the afternoon, a high in the low 40s. Rain moving in Sunday, the wind picks up, high in the mid-40s, rain to snow in the late afternoon and evening. Current temp is 30.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. You'll recall a few weeks ago the Republicans passed a budget bill in the House of Representatives. It didn't specify at a granular level exactly how agencies were supposed to achieve the savings that they were going to achieve, but it did specify a lot of cuts. For example, $1.5 trillion in spending cuts, $230 billion of that coming out of SNAP, food stamps, $800 billion of that coming out of Medicaid. We have not seen exactly where those cuts are going to be, what they're going to be yet, but those amounts have been specified. And so Yale University economists took this budget plan that the Republicans laid out, and you know there's enough data in there to figure out how it's going to impact the economy. So they ran a projection on it. Oh, there's also $4.5 trillion in tax breaks for billionaires in there. And the Medicaid, which they want to cut $880 billion out of, covers most costs for 60% of elderly Americans in nursing homes. So here's what they found. Taxed households at the, quote, this is a quote, at the bottom of the income distribution, we see a reduction in after-tax and transfer income of 5%. So the bottom half of us would see a 5% reduction in our income. Those in the middle of the distribution, that would be kind of the middle class, would see a modest increase of 0.6%. And those in the top 5% of tax units would see an increase of 3%. So they note more than 100% of the net fiscal benefit will accrue to the top quintile. The top fifth will make out like bandits with all this money. Meanwhile, you know, by the way, history shows that the greater the gap in wealth inequality between the rich and the poor, and the more pressed the middle class is, the more likely you are to have revolution, the more likely you are to have, like we had, you know, the serious problem in America at the time, at the revolutionary moment back in the 1770s, the more likely you are to have civil war, the more likely you are to have strife, basically. And we are the worst in the developed world right now. Because of Reaganomics. So not a good thing. Meanwhile, speaking of great riches, Elon Musk is going to Wisconsin. He's already coughed up $20 million to support the right-wing guy who's running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Susan Crawford, who's the Democratic candidate, has gotten millions in donations from people all across the country, but Musk is just pouring money in. And now he's going to Wisconsin, and he's saying, if you sign this petition on behalf of this candidate, I'll give you $100. So he's not paying for a vote, he's paying for a signature, but, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, right? The groups all have one thing, and the groups will have one thing when this is done. I mean, you know, Musk's group, and that is the data on these people, on these, on the folks who signed the petition. And apparently he did this in Pennsylvania. When he did this in Pennsylvania, he got all these names and then just mercilessly, you know, flooded them with, you know, text messages and emails and whatnot, you know, saying, you know, vote this way, vote this way, vote this way. He's also indicated, Musk, that he plans to give another $100 million to Donald Trump's political actions so that, you know, they can threaten politicians who don't go along with them, which, you know, has become kind of a spectator sport for them. Meanwhile, the barbarians are at the gate. Big news, serious stuff. The barbarians are at the gate, and they are children. Texas House Republican Representative Stan Gerdes is tackling the rot at the heart of the American experiment, writes the Critical Mind over on Daily Kos. And what is that? What is that rot? What is this crisis? Furries. You remember this? This started in some obscure corner of 4chan or something and migrated, made it all the way to Fox News, this weird stuff. I mean, they come up with these weirdest stories, you know, like, oh, Hillary Clinton's running a child sex ring out of the basement of a pizza shop in Washington, D.C. that doesn't even have a basement, you know, much less really. There are still lots and lots of people who believe that. And now, the other one that they rolled out, and this was, you know, again, back in the day, was that in public schools across the country, unionized teachers are letting children use litter boxes and they're coming to school dressed as cats and dogs. And instead of answering questions with a yes and no, they answer with meow or bark. This is a complete fantasy. It's a complete lie. It was totally made up out of whole cloth. There's nothing to it. But a lawmaker in Texas is on top of it. His name is Representative Stan Gerdes, G-E-R-D-E-S. He's a member of the, he's a state representative in Texas, member of the Texas House. And he submitted the Forbidding Unlawful Representation of Role-Playing in Education, F-U-R-R-I-E-S, Act, the Furries Act, last week. He says, Texas schools are for educating kids, not indulging in radical trends. Let's keep the focus where it belongs on preparing students for success in life. Yeah, nice philosophy, but there is no such thing, right? I mean, again, this is what happens when people live in right-wing ecosystem bubbles and don't actually bother to interact with the real world. You know, they just believe these lies. It is pretty amazing that, you know, the guy was able to work out furries as the acronym for his law. But the bill will ban non-human behavior. This is from the bill. It makes it against the law for children in schools to use litter boxes, to lick themselves, or to bark, meow, or hiss. Oh, we have found the big problem in American education. It's not the destruction of the education department. It's not Bill Bennett rolling back all that money for education and killing off civics classes. It's not the size of the classrooms or any of that kind of thing. It's the furries. And we got a Texas congressman who is all over it. He's going to fix it. He's going to make it right. Everything's going to be wonderful. Yeah. All right. So much for our crazy alert for the day, our furry alert. John in Roselle, Illinois. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine. What's up?
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, so a couple times already I've gotten messages from my conservative / right-wing friends on Facebook regarding COP 30 and a plan to, or actually they are, I guess, taking down rainforest to create roads.
And whereabouts is this?
It's going to be in Brazil.
Okay.
And I imagine if it's COP 30, it must be 2030 maybe, the conference takes
place. Well, they've been chopping down rainforests in Brazil forever. I mean,
right.
Bolsonaro put that on steroids. They're backed off now with, what is it, Lula da Silva's government, I think, as I recall. He's the guy who got back in. But or whoever's
right.
running Brazil now, they backed away from it. But yeah, it was. So what's the news here, or what's the point you're trying to make?
Well, counterproductive. It's supposed to be the environmental conference, yet they're taking down rainforests for that. I read the article.
Well, that's ironic. Advice. They're cutting the rainforest to build a hotel for a climate conference.
Yeah, and roads.
Oh, isn't that ironic?
So,
assuming that it's true. I mean, that's the kind of story
that's.
That's like, you know, dog bites, you know, man bites dog kind of stuff. You know, it might be made up, but that's interesting. John, thanks for sharing that. I'll have to check it out. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Look out for those furries. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
14 minutes past the hour. It is the Tom Hartman Program, and only slightly unbalanced.
This statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver. And at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mary Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Don't say the GOP ain't working hard. They've got their eyes on your schoolyard. Forget about wages or Medicare. There's a kid in a tail, and that just ain't fair. While billionaires are skipping tax and bridges crumble, roads collapse, Stan Gerd stands proud and bold to fight the menace 12 years old. The furry crisis, sound the alarm. A kid just barked, bring in the National Guard. This is war. This is real. Send them all to juvie or a Texas jail. Truth, justice, and the American way. No fur allowed in the Lone Star State. Forget your rent.
20 minutes past the hour. Yeah, the furries are here. Lynette in Las Vegas. Hey, Lynette, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thank you, Tom. It is such an honor to be in your presence. My question to you is, with all the federal firings of these employees at the federal level, do you believe that this will also infiltrate into the state level, and especially in the red states, that those governors will be told to start laying off state employees? Because we all know that Project 2025 wants the privatization and that state employees will now eventually Trump will order and basically enforce that state government employees will also be laid off or fired.
It's already started, Lynette. Forgive me for not remembering which governor it was, but earlier, I think it was last weekend, there was a news story about, it seems like it was Wyoming or Montana, but it was one of those, you know, kind of western states, where the governor came out and said that he was going to have his own little mini doge, and he was appointing some people to figure out, you know, who to fire, and they wanted to fire some 10 or 20% of the state workforce. I don't know that, I'm guessing most states are already about as lean as they can get, because most states, you know, very kind of carefully husband their resources. And, you know, one of my brothers has worked for the state of Michigan most of his life. And so you get some insights into how these things work. And it was pretty high up in that, in the department that he was in. And so I don't think that there's a lot of fat to cut. That's a problem for these governors. If they start going after the administration of Medicaid, for example, they're just going to, you know, make a mess of things, and then they're going to have some blowback. I suspect that the unpopularity of Trump's policies that we're seeing and Musk's policies that we're seeing right now is the leading edge of a large wave. I think what we're seeing is 10 or 15 or 20% of what's actually out there in terms of anger and outrage and public sentiment that is about to blow up in their faces. I get it. There was a piece on Drudge this morning about how Trump's voters love him even more now than they did before. You know, I get that, but I just think that the middle, the grand, you know, the obviously the Democrats have been upset for some time, but this giant middle, there are more people who are not registered as Democrats or Republicans than who are registered as Democrats or Republicans. You know, that unregistered, unaffiliated group is huge. And it's what swings American elections. And they are turning on Trump like there's no tomorrow right now. So I suspect that's going to be a moderating influence on these red state governors. But, you know, you never know. I wouldn't put anything past them. Lynette, great question. Thank you so much for calling and making it. Bob in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Thank you so much for taking my call, Tom. I'm interested in hearing about the states going to have little doges too. It's really spreading. It's getting a little bit scary. I wonder, you know, how the streets are going to be this summer when it gets hot, because Columbus seems to have a lot of their riots.
You know, Louise was saying that to me last night. She was like, you know, I don't want to, you know, kind of say this out loud because it sounds like people are, you know, lazy or something. But I really think that when the weather gets better, you're going to see a hell of a lot more people on the streets. And I was like, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And I'm just going to have my wife and family just stay indoors.
Yeah.
Might be better to be stay in a group and stay indoors. You mentioned a 60% number about a half an hour ago about the number on Medicaid.
Yeah, 60% of people in nursing homes are being paid for by Medicaid.
And if Medicaid goes down, here in Ohio, if you're on Medicaid, you're never allowed to have more than $6,000 of property. You can't have a house, a car. You can't have an insurance policy. You can't have any money in
the
bank.
That's true in most states.
Yeah, it's $2,000. And I'm thinking, we were talking before on an earlier program about what Jesus said about taking care of the poor, you know, mm-hmm. that love your neighbor as yourself, those that take care. If you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me.
Right, Matthew 25,
so it's those people in a nursing home that have under $2,000 total, if they lose their Medicaid, it's going to be up to relatives. It will be up to maybe the church that they were a member of to kind of take a hold of them. And that would be a tragedy that we didn't even see during the Depression years of the 30s.
Well, I think we did see it during the Depression years of the 30s, and that's why we got Medicaid in the 60s.
Right.
But I agree with your analysis, Bob. And you know, when they start kicking grandma out of the nursing homes, you know, families in their 50s and 60s and 40s even start discovering that suddenly they're going to have to add a room on the back of the house, or grandma's going to be sleeping in the basement. I think there's going to be a bit of an uproar. I really do. And
especially when grandma comes over and both mom and dad both have jobs.
Exactly.
Grandma probably can't take care of herself at all.
Exactly.
And the disabled students in school, they're in disabled special classes because they're disabled. And if funding in the schools goes down to hurt them, that'll be another tragedy that's put on.
15% of American school kids are getting some sort of federal funds for disabilities. Most of it is learning disabilities, you know, dyslexia, ADHD, things like that. You know, there's physical disabilities as well. It's serious stuff. Bob, thank you for the call. Spot on.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. Right back with your calls after this. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
1 out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief, former heavyweight boxing champ George Foreman is dead. He won the title in 1973 but lost it to Muhammad Ali in their Rumble in the Jungle match, he told CBS.
I beat him up for the first four rounds. I think I even beat him up the sixth round, too. Then all of a sudden, I hit him in the seventh round. And he whispered in my ear, "That all you got, George?"
Foreman was 76. BBC's David Harper tells us there's another big change in immigration.
The Trump administration has announced another crackdown on immigration by revoking temporary legal status for around 500,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans.
They're told to leave the country. Wind-driven wildfires continue burning in the Carolinas.
Just ask that people do not burn outside at all right now. The area is just too dry. The winds are very high, and the fires are just moving faster than we can keep up.
Firefighter Nick Ray in North Spartanburg County, South Carolina. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune in to Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want a star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Marquette is eliminated. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles losing tonight to New Mexico, 75-66. Marquette finishes with a season record of 23 wins and 11 losses. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies, 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore, 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly clear sky tonight, a low in the mid-teens. Sun to start Saturday, then some clouds for the afternoon, a high in the low 40s. Rain moving in Sunday, the wind picks up, high in the mid-40s, rain to snow in the late afternoon and evening.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And I think so. We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number 1. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, up to 90% off FedEx. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with them for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial.
Here's a game being played in the Capitol halls where billionaires tower and the common folk crawl. They cut through the safety nets we all depend to hand out tax breaks to the billionaire
friends.
Welcome
back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bob in Melbourne, Florida, listening to WMNF. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, ding dong. Here comes another one.
Okay.
I got a...
Another flaming surprise.
Like you get a lot of Bobs calling in.
It was a popular name, you know, or it still is a popular name.
Yeah, the guy who called in and said something about them destroying the rainforest to build a center for the new eco-global conference thing. Yeah, right. I read the same thing. So, I'd call in. And yeah, the irony is just too much. But anyway, yeah, ding dong. I got a new campaign slogan for Chuck Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They can't break you if you don't have a spine.
a jellyfish reference there, Bob.
Anyway, just thought I'd share that.
Okay. Well, Bob, thank you very much. Always nice to hear from you. David in Chicago. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. This hostile takeover of the post office.
Yeah.
I see it as a way to get access to all that money that they've been having to put away to fund the retirement of people that haven't even been born yet.
I think you're right. There's something like $50-60 billion in that fund, and they're not supposed to be able to touch it for another decade or so. I mean, no, it was a naked attempt to break the post office when they first did it. We were ranting about it on this program for years and years and years, and then it expired, in the first year of the Trump administration, as I recall, or sometime, 8-10 years ago, more or less. So, yeah, I think you're right.
All right.
Okay,
thank
good
you,
point,
sir.
David. Thank you. Russell, I thought maybe he had something more. Russell in Vancouver Island, British Columbia. Hey, Russell. Nice to hear from Canada.
Hey.
What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Russell, formerly from Seattle and now across enemy lines.
Uh-huh. Did you move permanently?
Doing well. Yeah, I met someone online, and I am a permanent resident of Canada.
Oh, so you followed love rather than fled politics.
That is correct,
okay.
Yes.
That's a noble reason.
Good way to put it. So I'm going to call about the power of calling our representatives and also local Social Security office, because I've had some luck with both recently. Senator Murray, Patty Murray is my senator, and Pramila Jayapal, who you have on your show, is my representative in the district I'm in Seattle.
Great.
Also can still vote from being a U.S. citizen and a permanent resident of Canada. I'm what's considered an overseas voter.
Yep.
Even though it's the Strait of Juan de Fuca. So I called Patty Murray's office, and just one topic, which is Social Security and what DOGE Musk are doing to it currently and still ongoing. I think in 1 week I made about 4 calls to both her office and to Pramila Jayapal's, and I was pleasantly surprised when someone actually picked up at Pramila Jayapal's office. You know, get a live human being, and you feel like, wow, this is my tax dollar.
Well, she's
right?
Very, very conscientious about being available for her peeps, for her constituents.
Yeah, most definitely. And as far as one more topic, then I'll let you go. One more point. Oh, But Social Security. I tried to call the national number. No luck. You're on hold for 2 hours minimum.
Yeah.
And that's lucky. So I realized I had had good luck previously with a local office in Silverdale, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was less than a half an hour. I got a live person there.
Oh, that's good.
They were able to look into my account and say, oh, yeah, everything looks good, that, and the other thing. So it's like to talk to a live human being just really calms you down.
Yeah.
Regardless.
But, you know, you can do it online, too. You can get all your Social Security information online fairly easily.
Well, actually, no. What's been happening to me, and I've talked to a few other people, if I get in, it's very random. It'll happen that you can get in sometimes.
Oh, really? I looked mine up last week because I just needed to find out how much I'd been paid in Social Security because I'm doing my taxes. And, you know, it just took 5 minutes. Not a big deal.
Well, I just got lucky.
I did have a
few days in a row when I could get in, so I did what people have said, was print out your information.
Right.
And then since that time, have not gotten in, just a little message saying, we can't sign you in right now or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's what I told the people at Primula Jayapal's office.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's everything. The power of the phone is why I'm calling.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. Russell, thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Christina in Sonora, California. Hey, Christina, what's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Tom. Can you hear me well?
I'm having a very hard time understanding you, Christine. Your voice is very muffled. Do you have your phone over the microphone or something?
I took it off speaker, so I'm hoping you can...
Oh, that sounds better. Yeah, so what's up?
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I was just calling because I actually have a little bone to pick with you. Yesterday, there was a caller, and she was talking about, you know, money, and that's all we're about in this consumer society that we're in, and we need to start making our dollars work for us, which I know you agree, and there's wisdom in what you say that, you know, it's something that isn't going to happen easily or overnight. But I kind of felt like you were dismissive towards what she was saying. And I think that, you know, just like your tagline, no pun intended, when you say tag, you're it, that's what it takes. It takes one person to talk to another person and so on and so forth. And that's how I even got the great honor to be in touch with your phone, with your show, was that somebody had told me. Yeah. And I've been a faithful listener ever since. And I think that's what we need to do, is we need to be conscientious consumers and start making the struggles where we can and just build on that. We can be the 3% of that to take and chip away against these oligarchs whose only interest and only language is money. So I just really feel that, you know, yesterday maybe you could have been a little bit more
supportive.
Understanding.
Yeah. Okay. Christine, I get it. I'm sorry. I just really am a fan of dealing with practical realities. And there are only two boycotts, consumer boycotts, in my lifetime that I have any recollection of that actually seemed to have an impact on policy. One was the grape boycott back in the 60s, and when you go back and look at it, there's been some really good scholarly work done on this. Cesar Chavez's, you know, United Farm Workers Union. There was actually not a decrease in grape purchases nationwide. They never really went down measurably. But what happened was, because that protest, that boycott got so much publicity, it wasn't the boycott that caused the grape growers to cut the deal, which, by the way, they violated about a decade later, and they just kind of blew the whole thing up. But it wasn't the boycott that caused the grape dealers to make the deal with Cesar Chavez. It was the publicity around it. So I you could argue it was the boycott, but it wasn't the economic impact of it. It was the moral force of it. And that's what we're seeing right now with Tesla. We're seeing the same thing. And so, you know, for people who want to boycott a Tesla or, Sean flipped a guy off the other day because he was driving the Tesla trucks, what are they called? Whatever they're called anyway. Their panels are falling off them now. you know, Cybertrucks. Thank you. Yeah, I'm all in favor of those kind of things, but let's not set them on fire, you know. But I think that's happening. I really think that, you know, I don't think, calling for a nationwide, you know, at least once a week for 20 years, somebody calls and says, we need a nationwide boycott. And my question is always, how are you going to organize it? It's really difficult to do.
Well, if that's a nationwide boycott, I think that just people need to do what they can in their own way at home and start thinking about conscientious consumerism, reuse, recycle.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a fan of that. But my point is, if you want to have a boycott impact, join the Tesla boycott. Show up in front of a Tesla dealership in a legal, safe way. But, you know, saying let's all not buy anything next Thursday from any place, it's just not going to work.
I understand. I
got to run, Christina. Thank you for the call. Well, 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at bluej.com/startnow. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at LoveYourMindToday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
that first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We cross the sea to break the chains left behind the tyrant's reign. No more kings, no golden thrones. We built a land that stood alone. To a fever dream. Then we fought a revolution to fight people like this. All the gods and shadows with an ironclad fist. They stole the courts, their muzzle in the press. And if we don't stop them, there'll be nothing left.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Now 9 minutes before they are. Doug in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Doug, what's up?
Not much. Who says speed dialing don't work?
there you go.
I might be over my skis here, and I think at one point in time Trump says he wants to abolish the IRS, but here's a national movement, and it'll cover a lot of different areas. How about we don't file our federal income taxes this year? And everybody changes their tax status to exempt.
Well,
that's kind of a boycott that might work.
The problem is the same problem I was discussing with the caller, you know, in the last break, which is when you start using the word everybody, or even most of us, or many of us, you've got to figure out how to communicate that. How do you make that happen? You know, Musk.
I'm doing that by calling the Tom Hartman Show.
I get that, but you know. I do not reach 3% of the population. We don't reach 9 million people. We may reach, you know, according to Talkers Magazine, we reach 6 million people a week. But, you know, it's every single call doesn't reach that many. Yeah, it is a start. I mean, you know, it's a start. But I can tell you, you know, I knew tax resistors back in the 60s, and they went to jail. You don't want to do that, Doug. You don't even want to suggest that.
Do you have time for a part two?
Yeah, if it's quick.
It is. Seeing how Zuckerberg's all over Trump, how long do you think it's going to be before he starts using Facebook as a reporting system?
Oh, for reporting people who are doing bad things at least not being good Trumpies? I don't know. But it is fairly clear that they've altered the algorithm on Facebook and Instagram and probably Threads as well to favor right-wing content. I mean, I can't say that with certainty, but my experience tells me that that's the case. We'll see. Doug, thanks for the call. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'm going to just chip into this. I have been bothered for years about how to deal with the Electoral College, so I've come up with a concept, much of it coming from your research. You've got to hear me through a bit here. I call it the Citizens Electoral College. It's accomplished by using a nationwide effort of what I call pinpoint politics, which I had shared with Jefferson last week. Generally, it's a specifically targeted political support. My concept here is that, or my observation, it's very hard for a purple state to have enough resources to elect a Democratic senator, congressperson all by itself. We now have an infrastructure for anybody across the country to assist at their own means and time from anywhere. In other words, AKA sending some money, doing some phone banks, writing some postcards, whatever might be needed. So the pinpoint politics concept as a countrywide tactic, can help both specific candidates to get elected wherever they are, or, in my opinion, a general election in a swing state. And that's how we, from the outside, can just have some...
I get it. And I think that, you know, a demonstration of what you're talking about is all the effort that's going into the Wisconsin Supreme Court case and the election and the two elections in Florida. Yeah. Good point, Robin. Thank you. Joan in Boulder, Colorado. Hey, Joan, what's up?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a bit of a rant here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that America's greatest strength is its people as a monolith. That is what has always given us power. And people don't realize that together we can make this happen. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a subject. Pick, you know, whether it's not wanting the abuela to be sent back to Mexico or Social Security or Medicare, or women's rights, education. Just pick a subject and get together and... I want everybody not to go to work for a week. We proved during COVID that we can do it. We can survive. Mm-hmm. We have to help each other as a community, which we can do.
Well, there's that word everybody and again. How are you going to do that, Joan?
I think state by state.
Yeah.
You could do a rolling thing where each state.
And you're going to organize that through what infrastructure?
That's going to be hard.
It really is.
That's why.
There already is a protest infrastructure that has evolved and is doing really well. 5050, FIFTY.ONE, and indivisible.org. Mm-hmm. And on April 5th, there's going to be protests in every city in America. And so you want to get ready for that. And you can sign up for that over at, I believe, Indivisible. There's another site. In fact, that it's called handsoff2025.com, and they've got also a toolkit for a National Day of Action, handsoff2025.com, handsoff2025.com. So,
Indivisible?
Lot of options here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, because, yeah, I think, you know, the only thing these people care about is their money.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joan, and that's why I think the Tesla boycott is being so effective. Hey, special thanks to Connor Arroyo, Carnivari, Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Dave Fulton, Dr. Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carnivari, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, and Diane Russell and Ruben Michaels. Thank you so much to all the fine folks who work on this program and make it all work for us. Get out there this weekend, get active, tag your it, and also take good care of yourself. Take a break, get out there in nature. I'll see you on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to the economics department chair at UW-Eau Claire about the hit Wisconsin's going to take in Donald Trump's trade war.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and can serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Boxing legend and businessman George Foreman has died, his family making the announcement on social media without mentioning the cause. CBS News New York's Steve Overmeyer looks at Foreman's life and legacy.
He was a boxer, a father, a preacher, but maybe most famously, a salesman.
Hi, I'm George Foreman, and this is my lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine.
The George Foreman grill sold more than 100 million units, and it earned him far more money than boxing ever did. He may have punched his way into history, but he laughed his way into our hearts. And in the end, George Foreman was known less for his knockouts and more for his comeback in the ring and in life.
Foreman was 76. Columbia University is changing school policies to comply with a list of demands from the Trump administration. CBS News New York's Derek Waller is